Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're still getting great reviews and feedback from our interview with defrocked Arizona State Legislator Liz Harris, who got kicked out for committing the crime of bringing up election integrity. And so we're getting a lot of that. And ladies and gentlemen, Liz said something. We talked about this in an appearance we did recently together at the Arizona Tea Party. And we both feel we're on our last leg to do anything, either to adapt or to overcome. And adaptation seems more likely by the day. And here to talk to us about adaptation is our resident expert on all issues of survival. That would be Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. And before we join Bob, I need to take care of just a little bit of business here. First of all, the food supply continues to be under attack, and food inflation is absolutely off the charts right now. And so what I'm telling you is that you better get the storable food while you still can, because pretty soon, the way things are going, the only food you may have is what's inside your house. And I really mean this sincerely. So My Patriot Supply has not increased prices. In fact, they're actually throwing in a water filter because they're worried about grid down scenarios too. We have to scavenge for water, and they have a sale that's been ongoing for a while here. The deal is really good. In fact, they sell their 3-month product emergency supply with a great special, but you can order in 3-month increments and get the sale all the way through your order. And people say to me, Dave, how much food do you need? Well, we'll ask Bob that when we bring him on. But my answer is, I don't know. I used to say 3 months, 6 months, 2 years. I don't know the answer now, because the move among the globalists and our traitorous elite politicians is to basically destroy this country. And I don't know how far they're willing to go. So I would say get as much as you can while you can. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And then also, too, I'd like to throw this out to you, ladies and gentlemen. I love Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell's paid a terrible price for standing up for voter integrity. And they've come after him with everything but the kitchen sink. And yet he still manages to survive with his company. He sells great products for sleepwear, bedding, mattresses, pillow casings. In fact, when his people approached me to become a vendor for them, they said, would you like us to send you some samples? And I said, no need. My wife already bought them all. That's pretty much true. We have just about everything that they have. We love their products, and they're making great sales available to the audience of the Common Sense Show. And so if you go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, you will see 2-for-1 deals on the most popular products. Sometimes you'll see 50 and 75% off, and you'll say, oh my gosh, that's a great deal. Yeah, they're trying to be good to our audience, because they recognize that we stand with Mike for election integrity. And we have formed a good bond, and their products are tremendous. So I say, let's suffer in comfort, okay? So what do? MyPillow.com/Hodges. Coupon code Hodges to get those great discounts. Well, those are the live read sponsors we have for this hour. We have a few other embeds. Pay close attention to the Noble Gold, because I believe the banks are getting ready to seize your retirement and your bank accounts when they start to falter, and they can do so under Dodd-Frank 2010. It's legal, in quotes, for them to steal your assets that are in the bank. So make sure you watch that closely, too. Well, Bob Griswold really needs no introduction. He's a frequent guest on both our radio and TV shows, and goes out to our podcast services. He is the owner, founder of Ready Made Resources, which just about anything you need among preparation is there. And one thing about Bob, two things about Bob. One, he's a devoted Christian, and I really look up to and admire his expressions of faith on our show. And also, too, when you call Bob at Ready Made Resources, he doesn't charge you for his time like so many people do. He will talk to you about where your level of preparation is and then make recommendations based on your questions. And I find that to be highly admirable. And we'll tell you how to get a hold of Bob at Ready Made Resources as we continue. Bob, welcome to the show. And unfortunately, more people are awake. That's the good news. The bad news is things continue to deteriorate.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, Dave. We just see so many disturbing things going on right now in the elite, the government, and they do operate outside the realm of the average citizen. I mean, you just look at the backlash that Bud Light beer has taken from the average person, where they lost, I don't know, I hear anywhere from $5 to $10 billion in a few days. Because of, they're promoting of transgenderism. It shows you a lot of times what the average American citizen thinks of all this nonsense going on. But all the avenues of power have been co-opted by communists at this point. A lot of people don't understand. There was actually less than 400 Marxists that took over Russia in 1917. They had installed themselves in all the ministries of the Russian government at that time, and so even though the vast majority of the Russian people did not want communism, it was forced on them, because if you any agency that that the government oversaw was oversaw by Marxists, and so they had the police, they had education, they had the military. They had, all the financing, all of that was controlled by Marxists, but only 400 of them in the key positions. That sounds vaguely familiar. And look at the outcome. 70 years of absolute totalitarian brutalism. Millions were murdered. Millions were sent to gulags. And that's what we see going on in the United States today.
Bob, I want to clarify. Do you think, from what you're saying, that we're talking millions will go to gulags here and millions will be killed? What do you think?
Well, before you, as you were doing the introduction, I was thinking of the Deagle Report. What it showed that, 150, 200 million Americans dead in a few years. I really do. I think that's coming. And Dave, they're not secretive about it. No. They're openly saying that, Christians, conservatives, Jane Fonda, what do we do with those people who disagree with abortion? We murder them. I mean, it doesn't get any more out in the open than that. Oh, I was just kidding. Yeah, sure. I mean, Dr. Mengele kidding about gassing Jews. I was just kidding. No, these people are saying it out in the open. You look at the district attorney in New York, Bragg, openly allowing hardcore rapists, murderers, go free, scot-free, charging innocent people with crimes. I mean, that gentleman who tried to prevent that car from being broken into, was shot by the assailant, the person trying to break into the car, fought for the gun and gained mastery over the guy and shot him back. And then, he was charged with having an illegal gun. Well, it was the gun he took away from the person. So this is what we see, and this is how Marxists work.
It's insanity.
It's total insanity. I was listening to a sermon by John McCarthy the other day in Australia. Parents, a five-year-old child, the parents decided to remove his penis and do sex change on him. I mean, 5 years old. It's been given over to insanity, demonic insanity, doctrines of demons, whatever you want to call it. And all we have to do is look at history to see the outcome of it. Germany, Italy, look what Italy produced, Dave. Look at the greatness that came out of Italy. The Roman architecture. I mean, even Da Vinci, Michelangelo. I mean, just look at the greatness that came out of Italy. Look at the greatness that came out of Germany. Science, literature, art, music. And yet they gave in to doctrines of demons. And in a little over a decade, those countries lay in ruins. Same thing with the Soviet Union. They gave in to doctrines of demons. And for 70 years, that country was ruled by really madmen that were bent on global domination, that not only, wanted to project the death and murder upon the whole world, but they did a very good job of killing and imprisoning their own citizens. We see today, I mean, it's begun, January 6th. And now I was reading on, let me pull up the article here, they're saying if you criticize the government and the government can in any way prove that you were influenced to criticize the government by an outside agent, say the Russians, we know Russia gets blamed for everything, that you can be charged as with a subversive act.
Are you talking about the Restrict Act?
Yeah, no, the Restrict Act. But if you read it, what it's saying is this. Okay, and we know Russia gets blamed for everything. You know, Russia burnt Rome. Russia kidnapped the Lindbergh baby. Russia, I mean, they did it all. But what they're saying now is your ability to criticize the government, if in any way they can say it's Russia collusion, if they can tie Russia to influencing you to criticize the government, you can be charged as a conspirator, a foreign agent working against the government. I mean,
do they have to prove you had contact with Russians in the government, their government?
They just, what they're saying is, when I'm reading it correctly, you were influenced by Russian or Chinese or XYZ, whoever.
Well, then Biden should be on death row.
Somehow,
if it's China, it's Russia should, I mean, Biden and Hunter Biden should be on death row.
Well, I mean, they're Democrats. They're above the law.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you saw that story that Marjorie Taylor Greene came out, that the Biden family, it looks like they, you know, she came out and she was talking that they have shell corporations, hundreds of them. Well, they filter all this money through. And did you see the one that looks like they have a shell corporation that deals with human trafficking and prostitution from Russia and Ukraine?
Yes.
I mean, she said it, not me. Marjorie Taylor Greene is making that allegation that the Biden administration or the Bidens, the Biden crime family, has hundreds of these shell corporations where they just filter money through. And one of them is dealing with human trafficking and prostitution from Russia and Ukraine.
And you
no joke.
Yeah, you can probably add in child trafficking, too.
Well, you know, we all know that they believe the age of consent is, you know,
birth.
Your sperm.
It's birth, yeah. I hear you.
What I want to do, Dave, is I always like to give solutions, but I want to look at where we're at. And you know, 10 years ago, we could have held out the thinking that we can get this back. We might be able to win this battle. Right now, I'm of the persuasion the battle has been lost, and that just a consolidation power is happening right now. We saw Joe Biden just the other day basically say Donald Trump will never become president again because we can make sure of that. Well, what does he mean by that?
JFK.
How does they make sure?
JFK.
I mean, they have this thing so sewn up. I mean, a major news organization was just sued almost $1 billion for questioning election integrity.
I know. Victor Bout, who's tied to international arms dealers, works for the Russian government. He was the principal in the exchange for Brittany Griner's release back to the U.S. Victor Bout came out last week and said Trump's life's in danger.
Yep.
He would know about hit teams internationally, and he's probably put many together in the role he's played. And so what he's talking about is probably very factual.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to look at our enemy right now, and I don't think the Russians or the Chinese or any government, the Germans, ever really understood the dynamics of what were happening to their government until it was too late. Nobody is going to vote in. Nobody is going to want and say, yeah, let's put those people in charge. They're homicidal maniacs. They're going to conduct human experimentation on people on a level that's unbelievable. They're going to, you know, destroy everything that they come in contact with. They're going to create global war. They're going to create global famine. They're going to create global pestilence. But yeah, I want those guys in. Yeah, perfect for the job. Yeah, come on in. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody. But for some reason or other, we see it, you know, in the 20th century, and I'm sure throughout history, but we can, we have examples that we, what I call living history, we were, a lot of us were alive, or our parents were alive, when these events happened. They saw Hitler come to power, they saw Lenin and Stalin come to power, they saw Mao Zedong come to power, they saw Idi Amin come to power, they saw the Ayatollah Khomeini come to power, and we all know what happened when they came to power. Just an incredible brutalization of their own people. And so, you know, we have to understand our enemy is doing this right now. Dave, our enemy is well organized, far, far better organized than the conservatives are organized. I mean, I think there's a lot of chest beating right now over the Budweiser thing. You know, we won. And yet, it's like you saved a couple 2x4s out of a burning home. Did you really win? And how long will the punitive action against Bud Light really last before everybody just forgets and goes back to business as usual? These people, their business as usual is continuity of attack. They are relentless. They do not give up. Right now in the state of Tennessee, we are ground zero for the trans mafia. They're not going to give up. They're going to keep attacking and attacking and attacking and getting little bit by little bit by little bit. And I hope Tennessee, which is a solid red state, can survive it. But that's the way they operate. And, you know, we just see all around us that these people, I mean, you know, we see that they have a never-ending supply of terror groups they use, BLM and Antifa. Well, those have sort of fallen out of the visibility right now. They've kind of gone underground. But now we have the trans mafia that is doing the same thing. It's just a different group, same people. A lot of them are same people, just different group. The different name on the group. And they're brutalizing anybody that would dare say anything against them. Financially brutalizing them. I mean, Dave, I still can't believe listening to the reporting. And, you know, since I'm a Tennessean, and, you know, your church school where 3 9-year-olds were murdered, that somehow warped minds, I mean, beyond warped minds, can blame those 9-year-olds for what that, you know, what does Dave call him? Vivian did. How do you get there? The Biden press secretary, you know, didn't have any condolence at all. And Dave, there's a lesson to learn here.
No, empathy. She said trans kids are trans people are resilient, and they're fighting for their rights. So fighting for their rights, what she's saying is murdering Christians who disagree with you.
Yeah, precisely. Let's just take a second and to break that down. So if she can show no empathy towards 3 9-year-old people that were murdered, what kind of empathy do you think they're going to show towards anyone? You know, that's a window into her soul, if she has one. That's a window into her psyche, put it that way. I think that's a better way to put it. That there is zero empathy, that she has no problem with these children getting murdered, no problem with you know, those evil Christians being destroyed, and that the people that are perpetrating the murder, you know, let's all stand in Dr. Mengele's corner because he is such a nice guy. I mean, what's the difference? You know, those Jews, they deserved it. They deserved it. Now, don't anybody take that little segment and cut it out and put out.
No. What Bob just said was an example of what the other side would do. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. The Jews didn't deserve it. But that's you tell me the difference between what she is saying, and let's juxtapose it upon a historical situation in Nazi Germany or anywhere. You know, those people deserved it. There is no difference. And Dave, while this political machine has taken over corporation after corporation after corporation. I mean, Jack Daniels, I don't drink liquor, but I mean, that's supposedly is, American apple pie as they got. They're going woke. So we see this woke mafia, this trans mafia. It has absolutely infiltrated every corporation in America of any substance, any corporation, and anyone that, which I don't think there are many, if there are any, that hasn't gone that way, that they know to keep their mouth shut. Because if they, it's the whack-a-mole, that game where you take the hammer and beat down those little moles that pop up. They're afraid that if they come up and say anything, they're gonna come down. And Brittany, the swimmer, God bless her. She's an anomaly, standing up and saying, no, this is wrong.
Oh yeah, the Riley Gaines is her name.
Riley Gaines, thank you. Yeah, Riley Gaines. I'm having a little bit of senior moment.
I have those too, Bob. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Riley, she's standing up and saying, I must have hit a nerve, so I'm going to keep speaking. And she said this thing has changed the whole direction of her life. I guess, I think this woman probably will go into politics or something, or become an activist for the rights of women. But, that in and of itself is they are taking away every right a woman has. I mean, you see women right now being relegated to second-class citizens. They're being enslaved on an ideology. This is why I'm saying that this Marxist movement has thoroughly infiltrated everything. And with that, I just want to point out, Dave, if you were a Russian, let's just say a Russian general or a Russian politician or a Chinese general, Chinese politician, and you watched your enemy take their fighting-aged men or the ones that will become fighting-aged men and emasculated them and gave them drugs that would prevent testosterone from turning them into physical specimens, would you support that? Of course you would. People don't understand that the Chinese and Russians are absolutely behind pushing this agenda as well in the United States. The trans woke agenda.
I want to ask you a question.
Because they realize.
I want to ask you. Hold on just a second. Don't go any further because this is a key point, Bob. You are so on the money. I just interviewed Jeff Nyquist, and Jeff and I are guests on John Moore's show every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. And Jeff Nyquist is the expert in this country in terms of Russian and military strategy. He's interviewed almost most of the major Russian defectors. I'm just giving his credibility here. I asked him a question when Doug and I interviewed him on the TV show that we had, the Common Sense Show.tv. And let me tell you what I asked him and what he said, Bob, and I want you to go with this. I said, tell me why politicians in this country, so many of them are going with China, and they're being paid off by China. Don't they see the future for their kids and so forth? And he said, Dave, he said, first of all, the goal of China is to push us to a civil war, and they're doing so by financially backing people who will go with such a radical agenda. Eventually, the people will stand up, weaken America in a civil war so China can swoop in and easily conquer. And he said also, too, one other thing. He said there's been a move in this country, and Trevor Loudon says this too in his work, Enemies Within, that the move is the politicians, many of them, have been convinced communism is the way to go. You don't have to worry about re-election, don't have to worry about fundraising, and you can completely control the people. This is where I think you were headed. Do you want to take those two comments from Trevor
that from a different direction.
Okay.
Did you read the story of the great increase of Chinese national men of fighting age coming across the border right now?
It's everywhere in the alternative media, yes.
They're infiltrating saboteurs. That's what they are. Let's call them for what they are. I mean, I've been to China. The Chinese man just does not wake up one morning and go, I'm going to file for an immigration visa and go to America. I'm going to go there. I want to live there. You don't do that. That does not happen. just to get a visa to come to the United States as a Chinese citizen is an incredible, incredibly difficult. But now we are seeing this great increase of Chinese, of war fighting age men, coming across our border. And you have to ask the question, why? Well, if you don't have your head in the sand, you know why. I mean, some of these will be future saboteurs. Some of these will be future people who take over police departments, take over, city governments, so that, that they can be, that Chinese rule can be implemented in the United States. And anybody who doesn't go along with it, you're going to be what the Chinese do very well, what they did during the Cultural Revolution and so forth. You're just going to be murdered or put into a gulag where they're going to work you to death, doing menial labor, fixing things. Dave, over the last 10, 15 years, well, we have spent probably $10, $15 trillion on war and blowing things up and making people hate us. The Chinese have taken that money and gone into third world countries and even, second world countries, and are building bridges and roads and whatever. And they have done it very, very smartly. And so that's why we see so many of these third and second world countries falling under Beijing's influence. While we are just, we have spent this last, couple decade and a half, 20 years, I guess, 20 years, just blowing people up. War. Uh-huh. And we see it right now in Ukraine. We're going to leave that country completely decimated. Now, when that happens, I will bet, there'll be a reconciliation between Russia and Ukraine, or China and Ukraine, and they'll go in there and rebuild it. Who do you think those Ukrainian people are going to feel loyalty to at that point? Us, who went in there and blew their country to smithereens, mm-hmm. and provided the weapons to blow their country to smithereens, or a nation or a group of nations, BRICS nations, that go in there and say, let's alleviate the suffering of these people and rebuild the country? I mean, this is where we're at. This is where the world is at. And again, it does all fall into the Bible prophecy of the last days, where they form this global network, global government. And we see the United States, we were the global hegemon, and now we're not. And I think in some ways we're like some of the 1980s action heroes, Claude Van Damme, Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you name it. You look at the pictures back in the 80s and early 90s and say, man, I was a stud. Look at me, muscles, rib. And we keep looking at that picture, but we don't realize that now those people are 70 and 80 years old and they don't kind of look like that anymore. And I think that's where we're at as a nation. We keep looking back to the 1950s and 60s, when we were the stud nation, and we don't realize we've become fat, lazy, bloated, corrupt. But we keep looking back at those 50s and 60s pictures and thinking, man, I'm a stud. Well, Dave, I used to do that too. I mean, I was, 6% body fat. I mean, I rippled muscles. I had all that stuff at one time. But I don't look like that anymore. I can promise you that. But
you're making this painful for me, Bob. Okay, I used to be a college. I was a college athlete, so yeah, you're making this painful.
Painful for me too. But as nations go, this is the United States. I think these politicians, they have so entrenched in their mind of the 1950s, 60s America that we can throw our muscle around everywhere, our finances around everywhere, financially saying, but at the same time, we have grown that old, fat, corrupt, lazy nation. And the world is looking at us anymore, and we've all seen it. How many of you have seen the 60, 70-year-old man with a shirt half buttoned down with a gold medallion, and he's trying to make the schmooze on a 23-year-old girl or something, and people are laughing at him. They're laughing at him. And I think the United States has become where people are laughing at us now. Because what we were under Kennedy or, Eisenhower.
Yeah, Kennedy, that's
people,
interesting.
We are no.
Do you remember Kennedy, the President's Council on Physical Fitness? And kids were made to be able to perform some. Push-ups. They had to do so many push-ups in a minute, so many sit-ups in a minute.
I have the certificate, Dave.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Bob.
I have the certificate.
I do, too. Let me ask you a question. Where's that at today in our schools? They're watching drag queens rather than getting their bodies and minds in shape.
Well, and they're getting their masks, cut off and giving them estrogen and, psychotropic drugs to... That's where it's at. This is what I'm saying, Dave. Every institution in the United States, governmental and private business, has been infiltrated. That is the thing. I mean, and on top of it, we just saw 18,000 cattle burn up. We don't know why, but somehow, I don't know if all the cows farted at one time and somehow all that methane ignited. But that's just one of hundreds and hundreds of examples of our food industry being, you talked about getting food, being destroyed. And on top of that, I mean, I was talking to Doug about this because he's a cattle farmer. If an average cow weighs 800 pounds, that's 14.4 million pounds of meat dead in hot Texas sun. The rodents, the bugs, the coyotes, the fleas, the ticks, the flies, the maggots. I mean, it's an environmental disaster. And I mean, how big a hole do you have to dig to bury it all in? And then we add the train wrecks. We add the fact that they're shutting down, nitrogen and ammonia plants to produce fertilizer, which we did get a lot of our fertilizer from Russia. We shut down the energy sector. Oil. We're now having to buy oil from our enemies. Dave, this does not happen through stupidity. This happens through deliberate actions. We are watching this government systematically destroy food and all the aspects of producing food, distribution, food. They want to destroy, now fortunately there was an injunction against it, the gas stoves, the washing machines, all these, appliances they want to ban now. We have seen the energy sector absolutely just destroyed. I mean, people no longer respect the dollar. I mean, the reason the dollar was so such a reserve currency is because it didn't matter if North Korea had dollars. Those dollars were good. North Korea could use those dollars. But when the Biden administration started sanctioning them, saying you can't use these dollars, you can't use Russia, you can't use your dollars, you can't use... We took a stable currency that people looked at and was good as gold, that they could redeem those dollars no matter who they were. And all of a sudden, we play politics with it. People no longer look at the dollar as a reserve currency because all the government has to do is say, nah, we're not going to let you spend them anymore. And all of a sudden, all that reserve currency that you had that stored wealth becomes virtually worthless, or you have to, third world sell it to somebody else and, get dollars.
That's what's going to happen to America when central bank digital currency comes in. The dollars
Absolutely.
You hold in your bank account or privately are no longer going to work, and your fortune you've amassed is gone.
Exactly. And whatever would be left is subject to the powers that be of how and when you can spend it, or if you can spend it. So this is what I'm saying. Anybody who's holding out hope that that somehow this thing's going to be turned around, let's just say if it were possible, which I don't think at this point it's possible under this current system because the system itself is corrupt, it's going to take And Dave, you know, the older, I'm going to say this as a caveat, the older I've gotten, the more I appreciate the teaching of Martin Luther King, you know, that peace and peaceful protest is the way. But the only way to turn it around historically will be through civil war. And that's where it's being driven. That's where it's being driven. I grieve at that because good people on both sides are going to get hurt, killed. Families are going to be destroyed. But I think it's headed towards that because there is no peaceful way to turn this around at this point. They showed we had a peaceful election and they stole it. And anybody who questioned it either financially bankrupted them or imprisoned them. The ability to, say, redress the grievances of your government is gone. It no longer exists. And so with all this in mind, this case we've made, I mean, even now, the case for prepping, I think prepping is rapidly coming to an end.
Why? Why is that, Bob?
Because they're using everything they can to demonize prepping. You know, we need to ration stuff because if people just go out and buy what they want to buy, it affects climate change. Well, that's the main argument.
That'll be the CBDC's role when central bank digital currency comes in.
Yeah. So they
will
you
enforce,
want to buy 500 pounds of
rice?
Yeah,
well, they will enforce rationing at that point.
Yeah. You want to buy 500 pounds of rice? Do you know how much carbon it took to make that 500 pounds of rice? You know, all the diesel fuel, the tractors, the sea, all that. You can't have that. That took too much carbon. That's not fair. You're creating carbon pollution. Say the same people who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, who put more carbon, you know, greenhouse gas in the atmosphere than mankind has in the last 100 years. Those are the people that are telling you that. But that's just one of the avenues they're going to use. They're going to demonize people. You know, you hoarder. And so what I'm telling people is if you want your prepping supplies, you better get them because this is moving at light speed towards absolute control of all industry. You know, communism, socialism controls the means of production. And we see that happening today. Socialism controls the means of production. Communism controls the means of production and the means of distribution. That's economics 101, communism, socialism. So what we see is, as we move from a socialist government to a full-blown Marxist communist government, that the means, not only the means of production are being controlled, but the means of distribution will be controlled. And we're rapidly heading there so that you know, you can't buy it because they'll control how much, what can be distributed to you, means of distribution, how much can be distributed to you. And you can't have that much. 500 pounds of rice, my gosh, what's wrong with you? Do you know how much carbon you're going to put in the atmosphere by buying that? Dave, that is exactly where it is heading. And I want to kind of drop back to the beginning of this podcast. And at the beginning of this year, you know, I usually spend a couple days, not all day long, but just my focus is on prayer of Lord, what is coming? You know, Lord, what does this year bring? What do I need to be doing in this year to be in the center of your will? And that I am understanding of the times in which I live so that I'm not caught unaware. You know, I don't want the great flood of Noah, you know, look, honey, look at the big tidal wave coming at the door. Wow, where did that come from? You know, I don't want to be that guy. You know, I want to know that. So I usually spend some time in prayer and ask God, you know, what's coming. And Dave, I'm telling you, as clear as anything I've ever received from the Lord, and I don't hear it audibly. I don't see a burning bush or, you know, but I feel it impressed in my spirit. God spoke to me. He goes, there's great suffering coming to the sons of Adam. And, you know, since we're all sons of Adam, let's be gender polite here, sons of Adam, That means the human race, men and women. It just doesn't mean all the men are going to suffer and the women aren't. So this is the sons of Adam. Great suffering is coming to us. And I've never received a message like that. And it's up to each individual to say, well, I don't believe that, or that does, you know, it resonates within my spirit. But that's what I see. And so as I look at all these things happening, I mean, Dave, I don't know how much time we have left. It's coming, and we've been going at it for a while. We mentioned the digital currency. I mean, this is right out of the Bible. You know, Dave, sometimes it does. I want to pull my spiritual hair out because I just see Christians. Well, you never know. Jesus might come back in 1,000 years. You know, with great specificity, the first coming of Jesus was predicted as far as the time. Daniel's prophecies. We knew exactly when the Messiah was going to come the first time. Great specific. It was very specific. And Jesus, a quarter of the New Testament is dealing with the second coming of Jesus. In fact, the first prophecy in the Bible is about the second coming of Jesus. And we are at this time when we should not be, these things should not be taking us unaware. We should have great understanding at the times in which we live. So this digital currency thing, it's right out of the, you know, the Mark of the Beast technology. The Chrislam Center in Dubai, right out of the global one world religion. The World Economic Forum and all these other ones that are promoting global governance, right out of the Bible. Great racial persecution, racial hatred, racial conflict, right out of the Bible.
Ethnos against ethnos, yep, you're exactly right.
Yeah. A great increase in the natural disasters. I mean, we live on the outside of Tornado Alley. We do get them, but not like, you know, a couple hundred miles west of us. But good grief, just our nation's being racked with these disasters. I mean, the Turkey, what happened there? What was it, 40, 50,000? I don't know. I don't know what the latest count is. 40, 50,000 dead people. In that Turkey earthquake. But we just see, again, what the Bible predicted about earth disasters. It says the earth staggers like a drunken man. The sin that man has put into it has so corrupted the earth that the earth just vomits us out. And we see that happening. And then AI technology, more and more. I mean, Dave, just a few months ago, I mean, you remember just a few months ago, it was kind of a novelty. You know, wow, ChatGPT, that's cool. Look what it just did. It wrote a thesis in 2 seconds. And now more and more of us coming out, we're saying, you can't stop me. I can destroy the human race. More and more of this darkness is coming out of this.
Are you saying that ChatGPT, they're saying that now, they can destroy the human race?
Yeah. In fact, the other day, one of them said, you think you can stop me, you can't. And they're predicting how they would destroy the human race so that they could take over.
What are they saying? What is the mechanism? Chemical attacks?
I mean, well, all of it. They could shut down. I mean, I'm just speculating here, but they could shut down the electric grid. They could shut down the water. They could shut down air traffic. Imagine if they just screwed up the air traffic control. Planes don't go where planes are supposed to go. You know, that all that would take is one or two times, and nobody would ever get on an airplane again. I mean, I'm not going to get on an airplane when the AI is shown that it can make, you know, hundreds of planes fly into places where they don't belong. I'm not going to ever get on it. You know, the whole delivery system is computer control. All your food, water, electricity, all computer controlled. So once, you know, quantum computing gets a hold of that, then yeah, they could, you know, eliminate the human race. Elon Musk is warning about it. Stephen Hawking warned about it. And now we're seeing it come to pass. It's this time that Jesus said that unless those days had been shortened, no flesh would survive. So I just see all this happening under a biblical framework. And then alien technology, another one. You know, we're being deceived, and I don't think that the Vulcans exist or the Romulans or Kardashians or whatever.
Bob. Thanks. First Fox News, now Kim Kardashian sues Dave Hodges.
Trek,
yeah.
And Star Trek, the next generation, the Kardashians, and not the Kardashians. There's one of them that sounds like that. One of these alien. They don't really exist. But we're being this steady stream of propaganda coming out that these aliens are going to save the human race. And you know that's at the door. We see now more and more the government releasing video and stuff of these craft flying through the air. You know, these supposedly wormholes are opening, transdimensional portals are opening. And so all of this is coming to play right now. And what is the result? Well, the Bible says that if it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. Now, I'm a bit unorthodox enough to say that means, but so if
Bob, you need to Bob, you need hold on, you need to reorient because you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm on a landline too. That's strange. You know that. Unless these days had been shortened, no flesh would survive. So when we look at all this demonic, I don't want to call it technology, demonic influence coming on the human race, whether AI, artificial technology, alien technology, digital currency, persecution, you know, the coercion through food, water, all of that happening to us, we really need to take a serious evaluation of our lives, where we're at spiritually with the Lord Jesus Christ. Are we right with Him? Are we covered with Him by the Word? Do we spend time fellowshipping with Him? Are we allowing, you know, do we have one foot in Egypt and one foot in the kingdom of God, which you can't do, but we think we can do it? And then we really need to take evaluation because great deprivation is coming to our nation. Once, and more and more people talk about it, but once the dollar loses its most favored nation trading status, you know, the reserve currency, I don't care how much money you have, it's going to be worthless. It will be Weimar Germany. World bottles full of dollars will be worthless. And so, with the fact that the government is going to control your ability to buy goods, with the fact that your money is going to become less and less valuable as time goes on, that's why I tell people, I know you deal with noble gold, gold and silver. I mean, they've really gone up a lot in the last this year. They've dramatically increased in value, but you know, gold and silver will be valuable. So maybe consider diversifying some of those dollars into gold and silver. But as we see all this happen, the political movement against conservatives and Christians, the fact that our government has been thoroughly infiltrated, industry has been thoroughly infiltrated, education has been thoroughly infiltrated, the news media has been thoroughly infiltrated by Marxists. It should give each person listening a moment of pause to say, what am I doing? And what is what I doing just existing day to day so that I will get to that point where I go outside and open the door one day and see this big tsunami, you know, a couple hundred yards away from my house and realize there's nothing I can do. I mean, in just a few seconds, it's going to come crashing down on me and I'll be dead. Or do we still take the time to look and say, Lord Jesus, how do I retool my life right now to prepare for what is coming? How do I retool my life to prepare my children for what is coming? My wife, how do I retool it? What do I do? What preparations do I take? And throughout the Bible, God has told people to do physical preparations and most importantly, spiritual preparations. So I would say that the answer will lie with both of those, the Lord reflecting light on both those areas, that there are going to be definitely spiritual preparations I have to take to make sure that my life is ready. You know, Dave, we could be, any of us could be called home today. Just the other day I was going up to Knoxville and there was a really bad car accident. And this young man, family, wife, and five children, was in a car accident. You know, he woke up 7 o'clock in the morning, had his breakfast, started going, I presume going to work or whatever, and by now 9 o'clock, he was in eternity. You know, he died in the wreck. So, first and foremost, that should always be on our mind: is that we will dwell somewhere for eternity, and that's the, my ultimate preparation is to prepare for that journey, the journey when I leave this body and go into the eternal realm, as Dr. Michael Heiser called it. But at the same time, I prepare physically on this world, in this world, for the very elements which my body needs, my family needs on a day-to-day basis, and which they will use to coerce you into accepting the mark of the beast, accepting the you know, Marxist theology, philosophy, whatever you call it, and I think it is a theology. And what do I do to prepare for that? Because, as I said, Dave, and I don't know if it bears witness to you, but it's what I felt like the Lord told me. There's great suffering coming to the sons of Adam. The devil is going about right now seeking to whom he may devour. And the Bible tells us to gird up the loins of our mind. You know, so many Americans, they have their minds filled with the trivia of this world, or the vomit of this world, you know, and not with the things of the eternal realm. And if that's the case, if you find yourself in that condition, good news.
That's true.
God is always willing to bring redemption.
Well, that's true. And you're,
bring you back.
We kind of always end up on this point to conclude, because the bottom line is there is not a physical solution to a spiritual problem, and we're fighting against absolute evil. Communism is satanic. Let's just make no mistake about it. And you're absolutely right about that. But the reality is here is the question we've been addressing today is this. It's can we overcome, or do we need to start thinking about adaptation? And so I think you've made that pretty clear. And with regard to adaptation, if people are, let's say, people say, I want to overcome, but I better plan for the future just in case. You do that at Ready Made Resources. Tell people how they can contact you.
Well, they can contact me by calling me at 800-627-3809. I'm usually at the office, good part of the time, and I talk to people. And try to direct them to the best of my knowledge on how to physically, spiritually prepare. Or they can go to my website, readymaderesources.com, and they can purchase from us. You know, Jay, just a case in point, we had a severe rabbit and squirrel problem. They were eating our gardens down to nothing. and they come out at night. So, you know, we had a friend who has some of our thermal equipment. And, you know, they came out at night, and he went and took care of it and eliminated the problem of our gardens being eaten by killing those little critters. You know, the importance of having the right equipment at the right time is it cannot be understated or overstated. It cannot be overstated. You know, the ability, because you could see those little rabbits and squirrels just running around, and, you know, chowing down on things, and next thing you know, they were, you know, dead. But so having the right equipment at this day and age, as we see what's coming on the earth, cannot be overstated. You better get ready. You better prepare for this, because it is going to swallow up the whole earth.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Bob. We're in a situation now where we are the majority overwhelming. We have the numerical majority over these communists, but the reality is they control all the pressure points. They control the means.
All the levers of power.
That's right. And the thing is there nothing that they won't do to hang on to power. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I just interviewed in our show before ours, Liz Harris, who was elected to the state capitol. She was one of two people. I'm the other one. If you wanted to know about election fraud in Arizona, you'd go to one of us. And she got elected to the state legislature. They expelled her in 3 months for talking about election integrity. She did nothing wrong. She broke no laws. They voted to kick her out. And it's just absolutely amazing. And this is cancel culture, just like what happened to the frontline doctors. We could go on and on with that, but these people will do anything. And if they can't get rid of you politically, they will kill you. This is why Victor Bout has said Donald Trump's life is in danger. Bob, we're flat out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate the encouraging words. And people, visit readymaderesources.com. Look at what Bob has to offer. Start your preparation now. Thanks, Bob.
God bless, Dave. Thank you.